I told you about the duty of man, is protector, provider and guide, three things. He has to guide her in all aspects of life. Actually, woman, according to Veda, should be protected at all times. When they are small girls, the father should protect them. When they are married, the husband should protect them. And when they are old, the son should protect them. They were always taken care. Protection is not exploitation. Protection is actually service. Similarly, the girls also had duty. You know what was the first duty of a girl? The first duty of the girl is to be chaste to one man. And not just, now you may ask, if a girl has to be chaste to one man, how can man marry many women? We may have a question. In Vedic times, Dasharatha Maharaj has married three wives, four wives, and many other wives also he had, but three were prominent. So, we may have such a question, isn't it? So, the Vedas say that in the Vedic times, we had our special friend, what is his name? Like our Ajay. Like Ajay, many men did not want to marry. Many men in the Vedic times, they thought we'll... they were against marriage. So many men actually went to forest and they became renunciates and everything. So the number of men were less, women were more. And women require shelter. As I told you, a man who is very stable, spiritually stable, surrendered to a guru, surrendered to God, living a pure life, he can give shelter to a woman and keep her happy. If one man can give shelter to a dozen women, in the Vedic times it was allowed, provided he has the capacity. Not only money. Money is not the only thing. He should be able to equally treat all of them. Like Vasudev, for example, he was giving his sisters very costly saris and very costly jewelry. And his wives were all standing by his side and they were smiling. Can you imagine? We can ask this question to our girls, we can ask. Imagine when you marry, your husband is giving costly saris and costly jewelry to his sisters in front of you. And will you smile or will you have any problem? Do you know why they were smiling? Anybody knows?
They were already
satisfied. How they were satisfied? No, actually, he is giving his sisters those things, and more costlier than that, he had given his wives already. He had already given his wives more costly sarees and ornaments and everything. After satisfying them, then he gave to sisters. They said, no problem, now you give now. You already given. So he was a very intelligent husband. So if a husband has more than one wife, you should be able to treat all of them equally. Nowadays, can anybody do that? It's very difficult. If one woman is more beautiful, you will become attracted to that wife. That is just as Suruchi Suniti, you heard. One king, Bhutanapad, he was attracted to Suruchi and not attracted to Suniti. Therefore, Dhruva went to forest. You will hear that. It's very difficult for one man to treat two women equally well. Therefore, this age is called Kali Yuga, where one is not allowed to marry more than one in this age. Man is not able to marry, not allowed to marry more than one. Now, coming to the woman's duties, the first one is woman should be chaste to one husband. And that keeps the husband's mind very peaceful. Let us ask the men now. How many of you would like to have a wife who is chaste towards you? No matter whatever be your handsomeness, you may be handsome or you may not be handsome. You may be bringing you may have 15 lakh per annum or you may have 5 lakh per annum, whatever you get. But once she is married to you, she will be chaste to you throughout the life. She will not look at another man to run away with another man. Who would like to have such a chaste wife? Who would like to have a wife who serves you faithfully, who is very submissive to you and cooperative with you, who always is by your side and who emotionally supports you? How many of you men you think such a wife would be very valuable to have? Correct, no? Yeah. Not submissive. Now I will tell that. Now I will come to that point. Wife has four duties. First duty is she should be chaste, I told you. Second duty is she should serve the husband. For example, a man and woman, there are two people in a home. Say they have four children. In every team, there has to be one leader and one assistant. For example, one manager and one secretary, for example. So if one of them, you have one company manager, he has a secretary. Secretary has certain things to do, which are very important. And manager also has certain other things to do, which are also important. Now if secretary says, I will be manager because you are manager, let us both be managers, they will create a mess. You agree, no? Yeah. Similarly, what the Vedas say, woman is physically weak. That point you also made, that physically weaker. So, a 16-year-old boy can travel all over the world freely without fear. But a 16-year-old girl, if she travels alone, she can be exploited, even today. Although the equality is there. Equality is there in what? the Atma is equal in both the bodies. The driver of both the bodies is spirit soul who is equal. There is no difference. But there is a bodily difference. For example, when a man impregnates a woman, the woman has to carry the baby and then deliver the baby in 9 months. Is it not true? In case the man impregnates her and runs away, the burden comes on the woman. Is it not true? So physiologically they are different. Do you agree? Physiologically. They are emotionally intelligent. See, men are rationally intelligent, women are emotionally intelligent. Yeah, correct.
Half equal.
Yeah, now I'll tell you about why the submissiveness is kept, I'll tell you. Actually, like if you see Lakshmi Narayan, for example. Lakshmi is serving the feet of Narayana. And Narayana is Lakshmi's master who keeps her on his chest. In the Sri Vatsa, Chinha, you will see that Narayana keeps. In fact, Lord Narayana says that Lakshmi has conquered me by her affection. So woman can conquer the husband by her affectionate service. And man can conquer woman by offering her protection. Actually, in this way, they both are boss in two different areas. Like for example, if a woman, say I am not against woman going to job, don't get me wrong, woman can go for job. But if a woman gets one or two children, for example, one of them made the point about how the child requires mother's affection. Like my mother was at home when I was studying in my school. So when I come back from the school, I will look for my mother, naturally, to come and pick me up and take me home, bathe me, dress me, feed me tiffin and everything. So women are called homemakers because they can do something which man cannot do. For example, woman can cook well. There is a saying in English, the hand that moves the cradle can make or break the world, it is said. Like you see Shivaji Maharaj, for example. See, the glory of Shivaji Maharaj should be attributed to Jijabai, who is Shivaji's mother. And you will always find, behind any successful man, there will always be a woman, it is said. That is a very famous saying also. So many great mothers have begotten great children also, isn't it? So if a woman is a homemaker, she not only cooks well, one woman can make all the members of the family happy. But if she goes for the job, husband goes for the job, both are making money. Like in Infosys, I saw in one building they were telling this is a family building, families are living. But amazingly in that building they said no family has kitchen, they said. They all come down to eat in the mess. The wife comes down and she eats in the mess and goes, husband comes down another time, eats and goes. So the wife doesn't cook anything at home. They both eat at different times and go. And she takes care of her life, he takes care of her life. There is no sambandha between the two. But Shastra say, if a woman cooks at home, feeds the husband, feeds the children, the sambandha will be established. And if a woman is physically weak, she accepts the protection of the husband. By that acceptance and accept, see, she gives him the post of a master. But in another way, if you see, by her submissiveness, she conquers him because he gives the entire salary back to her. She is a finance minister. She controls it actually. So in this way, Shastras have given due respect for women. Like my mother was an illiterate, but my father has a dozen degrees. But I saw my father will never do anything without asking my mother. One day when I went to my home, I want to conclude, I don't want to delay, I want to announce the prices. With one last example, I'll conclude. See, I went home to my native place. My father was catching the corporation water in buckets, drinking water and keeping six, eight buckets he was keeping. I laughed at him and said, Papa, you are a millionaire. Why are you catching water and keeping in buckets like this? You can appoint some servant to do it. He said, no, I only have to do it. He said, I asked why. Then he looked to his wife and said, otherwise how can I earn her sympathy? Either he said, So, see, he is 88. At that time he was 82 years old. Still they have such humor. You can see that. And my mother actually barely knows to put signature. She barely knows to, her name was Maragatam. With trembling hand, she knows to put English signature Maragatam. So sometimes when my father will be praising my mother will turn to him and say, I think you want some signature from me? So, I saw that these people, their affection is not ordinary. Actually, in living relationships, how long the relationship will last is a question mark. Because they have no binding. Leave alone the registration, legal binding and other things. They have not come together with the permission and blessings of the parents. Nobody else is involved in society. Animals come together today. Tomorrow they may leave one partner and go to another partner. In America, one American actress, she married 27 times. You know that? Out of the 27 times, 4 times she married the same man and divorced also. So this is what happens. You have dozens of partners, and one point which you have not touched today is emotional satisfaction. We all are looking for, in America it is said, in the morning when you go to company, you don't know whether the job will be there. When you return in the evening home, you don't know whether wife will be there. It is said. That's the situation. So, but if you want a very secure relationship, you want to live with one wife and children, so whole life you can be happy. So the Vedas say that, I do agree with all of you on how man should not exploit. For man not to exploit, man should be wise, spiritually wise. Therefore it is said, your first God is mother for you. Your second God is father. And third God is guru. And guru shows hand to God. Mata, pita, guru and dev. Unfortunately, what has happened now? What to speak of God and guru? People have even ditched their parents also nowadays. Many people don't care for the parents. They act whimsically, do what they want. So therefore, the whole society has become broken down now. So we in Leader's Voice, one of our goals is this, that we want to restructure the society with proper families, like Sharanya Radha Mataji, Satyagopal Prabhu. They are highly educated people, working people, but they are a very ideal husband-wife example. How they conduct their family, you can ask them how they are running from, just like I told about my mother and father. So they are a very happy family. And I can very confidently say they will be happy beyond 80 also. Because the way they live their lives in a principled way. So we produce principle-centered leaders. That's the goal of a Leader's Voice. So many things could be said. But briefly put, today I told you the difference between animals and humans. Humans are far above animals. That was one thing I told you. Then I told you, and a human, because he has the might, he has the power, he can be equally exploitative. There is an animal within us, an angel within us. Isn't it? So what you bring out will depend on your association that you keep. I can assure you, if you come in a good company of people like this, you can bring the angel from within you. Because if you feed the angel will come out. If you feed the animal will come out. We all know the dangerous bad qualities in us, like anger, greed, pride, arrogance and all that. We also know we have sublime good qualities also, like helpfulness, kindness, tolerance and everything. So the Vedic life nourishes the angel in us, and it brings out the angel in us. So I was speaking about how human being can actually bring out the angel in him by aligning with the Vedic literature. It's not that you can live together or you can marry. It is not your wish or my wish. We have to align with the universal law. In fact, the universal law shows even Shiva has Parvati. Even Ram has Sita. You see like that, you know, they are wedded as a couple and they are eternally together. They are inseparable. Similarly, husband and wife are one unit when they marry. And they should be one in their alignment also. Which you will understand more and more as we come for the classes. So I spoke about the duties of a man, and I couldn't complete the duties of a woman. One I told you was she should be chaste. Second thing is she serves the husband submissively and conquers the husband. Second thing I told you. Third thing is she should marry with the ego of the husband. What is the meaning of that? If the husband comes home angrily, she doesn't become angry. She is submissive, so next day morning the husband feels guilty. He tells his wife, you know, my boss shouted at me in the company and I downloaded the anger on you yesterday evening. I don't know how you are so submissive, my dear wife. You know, thank you. Please forgive me for my misbehavior. Like that he says. And the wife just smiles. That's all. In this way, the wife is a shock absorber for the husband. So she should marry with the ego of the husband. And fourth thing is, she should have a thick relation with her mother-in-law and father-in-law. Mother-in-law should not remain mother-in-law. She should become mother-in-law. You know? So when she makes mother-in-law, mother-in-law, then husband's head is peaceful. Otherwise, if husband sees that one side wife is pulling, other side husband is pulling, he'll take mridangam, tomato, both sides. He will be troubled between the two. So these things can be elaborated on another occasion. I will do that when I meet all of you. But in this way, the Vedic law is universal law. If you follow the universal law, we can be happy. And I told about my parents, and I have seen many other families like that. She was telling about her family also. So when you are born in a family where parents don't divorce, they stay together, don't you really enjoy their company? Because your love is divided between mother and father. If mother and father separate, your heart is broken. You see? Therefore, in living together, it is very difficult without any commitment. Therefore, the commitment is done in front of God and parents and elders and all members of the society. And then they feel a little fear, stigma, which he said about stigma, which is also necessary to some degree. But at the same time, man should not be exploitative. That point should be again underlined. Man should be spiritually advanced and he should be protector, provider and guide. Then the family will be a happy family and the wife also follows her duties very well. Then it will be a happy family.